The PNG government has opened the door for people to sue mining giant BHP Billiton over environmental damage caused by one of its former mines. It's repealed laws granting the company immunity from legal action over the impact of the Ok-Tedi mine on the Fly River in PNG's Western Province. The government has also given itself complete control of the mine. PNG correspondent Liam Fox.
The Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says the decision back in 2001 by the then government to grant legal immunity to BHP Billiton, then just BHP, was a bad one.
This Parliament has done gross injustice to our people, denying their right to have access to have their say and have their claims against the damage that was done to the environment and themselves.
Mr. O'Neill was addressing Parliament during the introduction of a bill to repeal the laws granting BHP protection from being sued. Standing orders were suspended so it could be passed in a single session. Tailings from BHP's Ok-Tedi copper and gold mine caused widespread damage to the Fly River in the 1980s and 90s. In a deal with the then government, BHP divested its majority share of the mine to a charitable trust called the PNG Sustainable Development Program, and in return was granted legal immunity. The mine has continued to operate, with the profits being used to promote development in communities affected by the pollution. But Mr. O'Neill says the deal is unfair and corporate entities must own up to their responsibilities.
Mr. Speaker, this proposed bill now removes that waiver for BHP Billiton, meaning that the landowners or any other affected party are free to bring any action or enforce any right against anyone.
Mr. O'Neill has run a long campaign against BHP and the PNG Sustainable Development Program, or PNG-SDP as it's known. He believes PNG-SDP has failed to live up to its development mandate and is still operating under the influence of BHP. As well as repealing BHP's legal immunity, another bill was passed cancelling PNG-SDP's shares in the Ok-Tedi mine and issuing new shares to the state, giving it complete ownership. Sir Mukeri Murata was PNG's Prime Minister when the deal with BHP was done, and he's now the chairman of PNG-SDP. He says the government's move to forcibly take ownership of the mine amounts to theft.
This is a very important legislation. For the first time, expropriating assets without payment from the people of Papua New Guinea, not from foreigners.
Peter O'Neill says the government is not taking the shares and PNG-SDP will be provided some compensation and he will decide the amount. It's likely the battle for Ok-Tedi will go to court, so it'll probably be some time before the government gets its hands on the mine, if it ever does. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for AM.